Well, let's talk Origin and much, much more with a man that is one of the rugby league greats, Peter Mortimer. Of course, we know the Mortimer brothers. They were famous through the 70s and 80s, weren't they? And Peter Mortimer played 190 games for Canterbury between 1977 and 1987. He's fourth on the all-time try-scoring list. And he joins us this morning on the Big Sports Breakfast. Good morning, Peter.
Good morning, everyone.
And I'm sure you're delighted with that result last night from New South Wales. What did you make of the performance?
It was a pleasure to watch. And I think Jamie mentioned before, the last time they went to Perth, it was a similar result. I'm just cautious of Queensland because I think from memory that then they played at Suncorp and were beaten in the last game. And with Origin, you got to play the moment because there's no guarantees going forward or looking back.
Well, and you're right. So Queensland have won the past five deciders at Suncorp. Peter, in your mind, what do New South Wales have to do to get to Queensland and win the series?
Well, they've got to be careful not to fracture because, as you guys said before, there's so many players that are entitled to come back in, but the players who replace them played outstanding footy. You know, so Freddie's got another battle on his hands just to make sure he keeps the momentum and the mentality going, but he makes sure he picks the side that is going to beat Queensland, not a political side, not a side that he'd like to pick, the side that's going to deliver the goods.
It's interesting, Peter, as well, isn't it? Because it's opportunistic, isn't it? Like someone like Jack Whiten gets COVID and was one of the New South Wales' strongest players in game one. Matt Burton comes in and gets a start. How much do you place on, as you said, being in the moment to be able to take that opportunity?
Yeah, so that's the difficult thing Freddie's got to look at. Jack's entitled to that position, you would think, but then Matt Burton's come in, he's fresh, he's young, he's got maturity of a bloke 10 years older than himself and played a major part in a very successful game. So, I don't know, I'm glad I'm not Freddie.
Yeah. Yeah. Peter, obviously you played for New South Wales. You were unlucky not to get selected for New South Wales at State of Origin level. But obviously, Steve, I always think with Steve that, you know, that immortal shot of him sinking to his knees in jubilation when New South Wales won the series for the first time. What does State of Origin mean to you?
I played before Origin came in, so I played in 79. I would have loved to have played an Origin game. I think it's the greatest one-on-one contest in the world. And when I say one-on-one team, two teams, two states that are proud of their own state, no matter where they play their week-to-week footy. And it's probably, the most genuine and hard-fought contest of any sport in the world.
Peter, we've had quite a lot of mixed reaction on the text line about Felice Kaufusi being sin bin in the 38th minute. I don't think it was controversial. Ryan has got the opposite opinion and he's been copying it on the text line a little bit this morning.
For me, my point was, I guess, the inconsistencies of the officiating at Origin level. I think New South Wales absolutely were always going to dust Queensland. They were 100% the better team. That was my point. But yeah, just to answer Jamie's question, Peter.
Yeah, look, some players from some teams are taught to push the rules right to the limit. And the way he was restricting the New South Wales player with his knees and that sort of stuff, he was definitely playing for his own advantage to slow things down. And that's against the rules. So I think the decision was right.
See, I have... This is my debate when I talk about sport and talk about, even parenting when you're growing up with kids as well. When you play sport, you learn to cheat. You learn to cheat because you try and push the limits until you get brought back. It's like parenting as well. You know, like the kids will do anything to get the sort of, the treat. It's a tough one because, as I've said, the text messages are chatting away. Ryan's getting smashed
he
this morning
getting smashed.
At the same time at the moment. But does he have a case to answer for, Pete? When it's all washed up, we've spoken about this morning, does he have a case to answer, or were New South Wales just too strong on the night?
Some people are better cheats than others.
That's exactly right.
But look, New South Wales were dominant on the night, and they all came ready to play, and they played some brilliant football. It was a great spectacle, no matter who you follow. Every player tries to get to push the rules to the limit, try to get the best advantage they can, and sometimes you just go slightly over the limit. It was a great game. I really enjoyed watching it.
And Peter, as a legend of the Bulldogs club, you must have been absolutely delighted with the debut of Matt Burton and what he brought to the side there last night. And as we were discussing before we introduced you, there are a lot of players to come back. You know, Matt, when he goes back to the Bulldogs, do you expect him to take that confidence and maybe lift the side? Because we saw flashes, particularly there on the Queen's Birthday Monday over Parramatta, that they do have it there, the Bulldogs, that they can, you know, really deliver some quality footy.
Yeah, look, Matt has always done that from the start. He's that sort of player. He's very mature and he sees things from a distance. And I just think that the quality of player around him just at the moment at the Bulldogs doesn't allow him to reach, you know, the heights that he's capable of doing. And I think they will over the next couple of years. You know, he's got that way to read a game. He's got the physical size. He's got a great kick. He's got nice hands, as you mentioned before, and he's got it all. The higher the level of the player that plays around him, the better that Matt Burton will play.
Yeah, it seemed like he really enjoyed getting back with that Penrith crew as well that he'd been with before. I saw there was a Brian To'o handshake at the end there for that would have rehearsed a couple of times. I'm going to take you down memory lane for a bit, Pete, as well. And you played in a great era with some great players, obviously with your brothers as well. Do you like where the game is now, obviously comparable to where it's been? Do you like the changes and the style that's being played these days?
Yeah, look, it's great skill. I remember when I was a young bloke, I'd listen to older fellas and think, I'm not going to be like that when I get old, because everyone talks about how good they were in their own days. Well, there is an enormous level of skill across all players these days, and they spend the whole week tuning those skills. So the game has evolved. The game is different to the game from yesterday, but still at this level, the skill level is unbelievable.
What do you admire most about the players these days? Is it the physicality that they have?
Yes, definitely that. That's a big focus at training. I love the way they're aerobatics, the way they can catch the ball in the air, twist themselves, put the ball just inside the corner post. And, you know, so they're very aware of where they are at the moment. And, you know, there's a huge level of skill in kicking. You know, all avenues of rugby league, they've got finely tuned skills in all areas.
That is quite special.
And, Peter, just before we let you go, obviously as a Bulldogs legend, what are your thoughts on what's happening at the club at the moment in terms of what direction you think they should go towards in a head coaching role? Mick Potter's doing a great job as the interim coach. Do you see them keeping him on maybe for another year until they find the head coach that they want?
Yeah, Jamie, I'm on the board at the Bulldogs now. So, as the chairman and Phil Gould get the chance to release more details, and there's a lot of work going on at the moment, then we'll all hear them. But I know where I'd like it to go, and I think it is going that direction. But as far as the detail, I'll keep that to myself just for the moment.
No, fair enough. Peter, would love to ask you just how Steve's going at the moment. Obviously, we've seen a bit in the press. Buzz Rothfield has written a lot about just his health at the moment. How is Turvey travelling these days?
Yeah, look, thanks for asking. I'm amazed at how many people have had dementia in their lives with someone, because everyone you speak to is bringing up Stephen. He's a high profile and looking, being looked after extremely well. He's had the Canterbury Leagues Club put on a series of luncheons for him where we gather opponents that he used to play against and players he played with, and that really helps him. You know, for example, he had Peter Sterling, Eric Groth and Peter Wynn come along to a luncheon at the Leagues Club, and he finds it hard to complete, a conversation. However, when someone talks about a kangaroo tour or a New South Wales origin game or whatever, he responds immediately, and it's really good for him, you know, to do that. There's so many wonderful people have put their hand up and offered to visit him and you know, and make the days that he's got left really worthwhile and enjoyable. So to answer your question, I suppose your listeners want to know, he's being well looked after. He's not in any physical danger or anything. He struggles a little bit with his mind, and those people who are listening, who know about dementia, will know exactly where we're at. So, you know, we appreciate what so many people have done to make his day-to-day living, you know, enjoyable.
Oh, that's wonderful to hear, because he's just one of the most loved characters. I had the fortune of working with Turvey a couple of times back in Fox Sports, you know, a few years ago, and oh, just what a lovely man he was, and just a great of the games. You said before you don't like talking about how great you were, but it's probably one of the occasions, Peter, where it's okay to talk about the past. As you mentioned, it's really helping him at the moment.
We're really lucky. We're living in an electronic era, so there are things that will back up what Stephen says about himself.
Yes. Hey, how's the wine business going these days? I know you and Julie love it up there. I think you're at Orange, aren't you, with the wines? How's it all going up there?
Yeah, we're in Orange. Yeah, wine business is going great. It's a great business to be in. I mean, everyone that comes to visit you is already happy, and then when they leave, they're happier. I mean, I've got a great job. But we've got some really nice wines, and it's a great industry in Australia, and the people that are in it are very, you know, approachable. They're very. Look, it's just a lovely industry to be in, and we're going quite well. Thank you very much.
Yeah, well, Peter, it's great to talk to you this morning. You are a legend of our game, and great to get your thoughts on Origin as well this morning. And, we'll watch this space with the Canterbury-Bankstown Bulldogs and see how things unfold, but hopefully they can return to some winning form, and the Bulldogs faithful will be very, very happy and up and about. Peter, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you very much, everyone.